going, as you know, in the foreign policy, when I radio, I want it to go for Sunday, so I'll do it for Saturday morning. So you see what I mean? Because I want to do the final thing, has to be the goals thing, which will be Sunday morning for AM release Monday, you see. Mm-hmm. Now, in the foreign policy, when, and I'm thinking here of an area where we will obviously have some duplication, but where possibly, since we've quite a bit on Vietnam, we might want to cut. It seems the I think the material on the foreign policy stuff is very good in here. I wonder if we couldn't perhaps cut it substantially, mm-hmm. having in mind the fact that it's probably got to go in the other one. I'm referring to the stuff on page, the material on page 12 and 13. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Going through.
Up to that point, in other words, up to the point that ours, we have met ours, we shall continue to meet ours, and then mm-hmm. first go into how it all comes about. Now, the first paragraph, in other words, with regard to the naive, et cetera, possibly ought to stay. You might then move out. The next is very good, and so forth. But I think you might take, as we look at the real world down to, I ask your support as we continue to work toward that goal, that could probably be telescoped.
Mm-hmm.
Having in mind that it should be in the other speech, mm-hmm. see?
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you might telescope at all, but what's your view about that? I'm just thinking of whether this is material. Now, the stuff about the defense part and so forth is stuff that people on the average guy with his eating his pretzels understand.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's not going to understand a lot of this, but I'm just thinking of stuff we may want to take two whacks at it, but I'm just thinking that, what is your view about it?
Well, I can work at telescoping. Basically, the fact that it's going to be in the foreign policy speech, I don't think means that if you want to make the point that it shouldn't be in here, because most people who see this will not hear the foreign policy speech.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This will have a much, much wider audience.
True.
And
true.
The basic point that we live in a dangerous world and so forth is a very strong point against McGovern, of course.
Yeah, well, that's right. And also, the point in the preceding paragraph is very strong,
mm-hmm.
because basically he's talked about goodwill is all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's come to the next paragraph. We cannot make all nations the same. It'd be wrong to try. We cannot make all the world's people love one another. I really think that what you might do is to perhaps move that out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's quite true. We can forge a relationship, a network of relationships that restrain aggression and take the profit out of war.
Mm-hmm.
I ask for your support as we continue to work toward that great goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that might telescope a bit. I'm trying to get this to about 25 to 600 words to mm-hmm. so that we can get what I want added in properly.
Okay. No, you do have other stuff that you're going to be adding.
No, nothing to the speech.
Mm-hmm.
But for what they're going to follow in terms of the documentary, I have something I think it's pretty good, and I don't want to have it sliced too much.
Okay. I was talking with Carruthers on that just a little while ago.
Yeah.
In terms of length, and I had the word count on the speech as it stood.
2,800. No.
Yeah. 2,875. But your normal reading speed, that would be about 21 and a half minutes.
You think so? Yeah, I think it's a little longer. You don't think so?
The normal 135.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you're reading parts of it slower, he said 2140 would be ideal.
Okay, I'm working a couple of things out of it. I mean, I've very modest changes. So although I added some little here. Okay, I think maybe we'll leave that part of the foreign policy in. Let's see, but I think we can forge a network of relationships and interdependencies, restrain aggression, take the profit out of war. And I ask for your support as we continue to work toward that. You see what I mean?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I think it's good. I want it in the foreign policy speech, but I'm not sure that, or if you feel strongly about it, I can leave it in.
No.
We can make all the people. you know what I mean? There's a strange reaction of people, you know. I was talking to Kroll yesterday, and he said when he spoke at Auschwitz, he made the point that as a Christian, I can only hate one, I can only hate Satan. Mm-hmm. And he pointed out that there are two commandments, love God and love thy neighbor, and they're totally interdependent. If you love God, you love your neighbor, and if you don't love God, you don't love your neighbor. What I meant is, you and I know that this is absolutely true. The Jews and the Arabs are going to hate each other forever, and the Pakistanis and the Indians are going to hate each other, and the Germans and the French probably are. It's something that... But I think it could well go in the other. I mean, what I'm getting at is that I think that we can lessen the danger, we can contain it, we can forge a network of relationships and independence that restrain aggression and take the profit out of war. For your support as we continue to work toward that goal. You think if you like this, hell, I mean, if it feels strongly about it, if it adds something, we can leave it in. It's very good.
I think the
love it. It's very realistic.
It
that's
is,
one thing about it.
Establishing conditions which even if they don't love they'll live at peace with one another.
Yeah. Which incidentally is a point I have made quite often. Hell, I think I'll leave it in. I may cut a little on the economic stuff anyway, so I haven't got to that yet. Okay.
And so, just to send you a little note, Henry called me. He has a couple of problems with your last night's changes on the Vietnam section, a couple of small things.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I finish this, I'll have you come over and we'll look at them, okay?
Okay.